Okay, so we're just going to do a quick usability test of this offline reading program for Wikipedia. And we're going to videotape it, so we want you to sign the release form there.
This is
14th.
And then if you could just state your name and what you're here for the videotape, that'd be great. Yeah, and then just say your name and like why you're here, just for the video.
Oh, so
we'll,
video.
Yeah, so we'll remember for when we're looking at it later.
Yes. Oh, sorry, your name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Erik Zachte. I work for the foundation as data analyst. And my main objective for this conference is to look into how to build the next report card.
Awesome. Okay, well basically what I'm going to do is I'm just going to ask you to do a few simple tasks. It's just related to browsing and searching using Keywix. And the only thing that's going to be different about how you're going to use it today from how you would normally use it is I want you to talk out loud about everything you're doing. Like anything that you think or like have a question about or just like whatever you're reading on the screen or trying to figure out, just talk out loud about everything you're doing as much as possible. Even if like it's a criticism or something that doesn't make sense, just say so. And if you just can't figure it out at all, don't worry about that because we're just testing the software. We're not testing you, so you can just say, you know, I give up. This is impossible. You know, and we can move on to something else.
Could we scale the font a little bit?
Sure. Yeah.
I'm not that familiar with Mac, so how do I do that?
The first task that I want you to do in Keywix is to bring up the article for Berlin. And just to let you know, this is right now what it's loaded with is Wikipedia 0.8, which is just basically an offline download of 2,000 articles. So
I probably would look for the search bar, and this is the address bar. Not sure it would. It is also the search bar. I'm using Windows most of the time, so that's already something I'm not quite certain about. Let me try. Will that be searching within the wiki or searching on the web? I'm going to try anything. Berlin. Well, the search engine gives me the general article about Berlin. I think this is what I was after.
Yep, that's it. Okay, next we're going to have you try to find some specific information using Keywix. So let's see, what was it? I want you to see if you can find out who the current king of Thailand is.
That will be in the Thailand article, so follow the same route. Typing it in the search bar, return, and the first entry is what I need, and it will be in the info box. The king. Government. Monarch. Bhumibol Adulyadej.
Yep, that's him. So go ahead and go to his article.
There's a link.
Okay, now the next task is I want you to try to bookmark this article.
That's a question about Safari rather than Wikipedia, I would say. And I'm not, I'm not familiar with how to do things on the Mac.
Well, this isn't actually Safari, this is a custom program called Keywix.
Oh sure, of course, that's what we're talking
and
about.
The interface,
it's not running on Safari, it's its own.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the interface for it is pretty standard across the different platforms, but obviously, you know, takes a little bit of figuring out.
Magnify, what buttons do I have? Reduce, full screen, sprint, bookmarks. So I click on bookmarks, and it's added to the list. It's the first one in the list.
That's actually left over from the last feasibility study. Sorry about that. I need to remember to clean that out. Can you go ahead and add it? Try to add it as another bookmark.
Plus.
Yeah, I think that should work. Actually, I guess.
Mark the spaces. It says, but it's already there. So
yeah,
that's
I think
why
it's because
there.
It's already there. So I screwed this one up. Sorry. Okay. Well, we'll skip that part. You can go ahead and close the bookmarking interface. And then I want you to go back to the main page.
There's a home icon.
Okay. And now I want you to go back to the Bomi Ball article using the bookmark that was created.
Bookmarks, it brings up a list of defined bookmarks. There's only one, and that's the one I'm looking for.
Okay, cool. Do you have any thoughts about the bookmarking interface or any feedback about it?
I can imagine I would want to use a different term for the bookmark, which is easier for me to remember, but I'm not sure if that would be something I would use all the time.
Okay.
Since you asked.
Next, I want you to try to find within this article information on the Finland plot.
Information on, again, please?
Information in this article,
yes,
about the Finland plot?
The Finland plot. Well, first intuition would be in-page search, but that will be different in different environments. Control F. Well, let me try.
Oh, and actually, this is on Macs, it's usually command is the key that you use
for
doing.
Do you want me to get people only with Mac experience?
Or I could set it up on a PC too, or a Linux box.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay.
Well, that did bring up a box in which I can type, and that was the Finnish plot, did you say?
Mm-hmm. Finland plot.
Finland plot. There it is.
Okay, great. Let's see. Do you have any thoughts about the in-page search interface? Anything you would want to change or anything you like or don't like about it?
This previous highlight all. Looks good to me.
Okay. Next, I want you to try switching switching the interface for it to full screen mode.
I would use F11. Lots of browsers know that.
Sorry, what'd you say?
I would use function key 11.
Okay.
Which is maybe a Windows thing, but most browsers you understand it over there.
Okay.
There's nothing happening, so I'll look further. Magnify, that will probably do text only. Yes. There's a button for it.
Okay. Alright. Next, can you switch it back to regular screen mode?
There's no. Let me check the hints. There's no icon for it. Often when you scale full size, there's somewhere in the corner, there's a small marker which lets you reverse the original scale, but there's nothing I see which could be used. But then the general bar pops up again, and now I'm back.
Okay. Let's see. Next, I want you to try bringing up three articles in separate tabs.
I want to start a new tab. I have tabs. Three articles in new tabs. So I go to a different article and I do tab again. No, reusing the first tab. So that's not what I'm supposed to do. Plus, make a new tab. No, I don't think so. Maybe hit the tab in now. It's only on or off for the menu line. What was that plus again? Those are tabs, I think. I just didn't use them, but this is how to invoke them. But I won't know really how to continue.
Okay. Do you have any suggestions maybe for how the tab interface could work better? Or like other programs that you know you use that have good tab interfaces?
Maybe a button open in new tab. Well, this is probably what it's supposed to do, but it hides complete text from me. I'm not able to navigate to a new article. So what I would expect is you yourself navigate through hyperlinks to a new article, and then you say that you want to work in a new tab from then on. So it'll save that context for you. And you can step back once you want. That's what I would expect. I'm not sure how it really works. I haven't figured that out yet.
Okay. That's basically it for the tasks. Do you have any other feedback, like any things about the program that you liked or didn't like, or things that you would like to change, or any other feedback about it?
It looks very familiar for someone who's been using Wikipedia for a long time, and it seems a very clean layout. So on first sight, I'm quite happy with it.
Okay, thanks so much for helping us test it.
Welcome. Great.